Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Newcastle could look to move on Emile Kratt this summer in a bid to freshen up the squad, according to reports. It was only last month that Kratt reaffirmed his commitment to the club. The defender had spoken about his Newcastle future while with Sweden, his country, at Euro 2020. Kratt signed from Amiens 2 years ago, was linked with a move away last summer. It was claimed, though, that Newcastle could look to move him on this summer. The right-back had a tough first 18 months at Newcastle, but he found some form as a makeshift central defender late in the season in a back five. Kratt now believes he's thriving at the club and on Tyneside, but it appears his future is out of his hands. Moving on, and the chair of a fan-led review of football governance has pleaded with Newcastle supporters to stop shouting at her about the ongoing takeover saga. Amanda Staveley, the financier who headed the largely Saudi-funded consortium which attempted to buy the Magpies last year, wrote an open letter to former Conservative sports minister Tracy Crouch on Sunday, days after club owner Mike Ashley had demanded greater transparency over the Premier League's handling of the failed bid. However, after Crouch had indicated in a reply that Staveley's concerns did not fall within her remit, the MP for Chatham and Aylesford found herself a target for increasingly frustrated fans of the Tyneside club on social media, prompting her to appeal. She said, "Dear Newcastle fans, stop shouting at me. I'm doing an unpaid role looking at the future of football. I'm not the sports minister. I do not have any powers to intervene in the proposed takeover. I'm not passing the buck when I have no jurisdiction over the matter." And finally, Newcastle's Premier League game at home to Leeds in September has a new date after being selected for live television coverage. The Magpies will now welcome Marcello Bielsa's men to St James's Park on Friday, the 17th of September, with kick-off set for 8 p.m. That's all for now. We'll have more later.